Really? I did not know this. That's Ren and Keating on BBC Coventry in Warwickshire, who will be live here at the War Memorial Park tomorrow. This is the surreal thing about the Godiva, isn't it? The War Memorial Park is Wake Kick Footballs. It's where I used to ride my chopper. And now we've got Gabrielle on tonight and Ronan Keating tomorrow. Do you know what? I'm going to bang on about Cradle of Filth as well, because I'm still just baffled by the whole thing. It's a family festival with satanic rock in the Paradise Tent. It's just made me laugh for weeks and weeks. Now then, a very long time ago, a photograph was taken with me, with a friend of mine, and we do look like a Curious Proclaimers tribute duo. I've been saying this all morning. The person who was with me is the unfeasibly tall David Goody, who will be on the BBC Coventry Warwickshire stage. You're on this evening, aren't you?
Yes, I'm on at both 5:30 and 7 o'clock with a falconry display in the middle. I'd like to see Ronan Keating top a mid-set falconry display.
Did you know I could hypnotise owls, genuinely?
You can't, yeah. I've actually done a song about hypnotising chickens, which is apparently something that Charles Dickens used to do.
Is it the same technique?
I think it might be. You kind of draw a line out from the centre of their face along the ground and they follow it, and then they're just completely mesmerised and stand there until you click your fingers to get them out of it.
Oh, no, my technique involves a chin. I could demonstrate, but you're a bit... You haven't got any feathers, but you kind of go like that on the chin and coax them and be nice. You rub them.
I think the same works with alligators as well, but it's best to try with very, very kind of like small caiman rather than a big thing, because otherwise it's just going to bite your arm entirely off.
Start with a caiman, work my way up. Top reptile advice with David Goody, who also performs a series of songs based around this... The City of Dreams. I tell you what, you know, you, me, City of Culture, we were made for each other, weren't we?
Absolutely. I'm building up an extended repertoire of songs now. What's actually great, are you aware of the Colf Pin Club at all?
My friend, gave them the first publicity and proudly... don't tell anyone, this isn't exclusive.
Yeah.
I've got some new photographs done for work. You know, I'm a radio DJ, photos. I've had them done, and I'm wearing my It's a Batch pin on that.
Well, what I'm claiming is all those badges aren't about the City of Coventry, they're just all about the songs that I've done. Because I did a Batch song, I did a Ring Road song, and today they've launched the Three Spires badge, and I've just done a Cathedral song as well. The thing is, he doesn't tell me what the badges are before they're being released, so I'm paranoid that sometime soon he's going to release a badge that I haven't yet done a song for. But I've got a number of songs that he hasn't done badges for yet. In particular, I've just done one about the Coventry God Cake.
The Coventry God Cake is a thing of beauty. Day of cakes. You've brought a god cake for me.
I've brought two god cakes. I've brought one for you and one for your wonderful producer, because, you know, we all know where the hard work goes on here, so it's important to bribe both sets of people in terms of doing this. I'm getting one person cheering and one dirty look in terms of that.
Yeah, you are, because the hard work actually goes on with me. She's just here to make me look nicer. Okay, now, so you have got a song about the Coventry God Cake, the confection that's similar to a mince pie, but much nicer and lighter.
Much nicer and lighter. Key to it is the use of puff pastry rather than short crust or flaky pastry, which is what you get on Chorley's or Eccles cakes. It's a nicer shape being a triangle, I think, than the round shape of an Eccles cake. And it has a lovely crispness to it, as opposed to, I think, the slight moistness overload that you get with an Eccles cake. It's a great thing, and there's a number of places in the city you can get it. And there's one of certain people known as the Heritage Bakehouse, who did all the historical research into what the cake was like and brought it back and supplied places like Bisquire and the Undercroft and places like that. So that was why I thought I had to bring you God Cakes on a day like today.
City of Dreams, City of Historic Cakes. Let's take it away, David Goody, who will be on the BBC Coventry Warwickshire stage a little bit later on.
The Coventry God Cake, all hail, against it all, other cakes do pale. The sky blue snack, though it's not coloured that way, a Coventry God Cake will make your day. It's mincemeat wrapped in fine pastry with sugar on top, sprinkled lovingly. Make your corners and incisions number three to pay tribute to the Holy Trinity. If you make your triangles isosceles, then you know your pastry is bound to please. Don't worry about the...
We'll make sure we tweet all the places you can find David's songs. Honestly, recommend the Ring Road one, and we call it a batch. And we'll make sure we tweet that out. David, live twice here on the main BBC Coventry and Warwickshire stage a little bit later on, separated by a falconry display. The Lightning Seeds for you now, who were here at Godiva a couple of years ago. And then after that, we'll get an update on the roads. It is very busy around the War Memorial Park, so the very latest for you on the way here on BBC Coventry and Warwickshire.
Cool.